Here is your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, October 28th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI is now a for-profit business. The artificial intelligence startup has successfully converted to a more traditional corporate structure. The move may help OpenAI raise money and attract talent, and could clear the path for an initial public offering. Longtime partner Microsoft will own a 27% stake in the new public benefit corporation, and the announcement pushed its valuation above $4 trillion. The conversion will grant OpenAI's nonprofit parent a stake in the for-profit worth $130 billion, with the ability to get more ownership as the for-profit becomes more valuable. NVIDIA's not developing its own quantum computers, but it is unveiling a new product that merges AI supercomputing with quantum. CEO Jensen Huang said NVQLink is an interconnect that links quantum processors with NVIDIA's AI supercomputers for effective operation and error correction. Here's what he had to say about the new offering.
We're going to essentially scale up these quantum computers from the hundreds of qubits we have today to tens of thousands of qubits, hundreds of thousands of qubits in the future.
Quantum processors can solve problems that today's computers can't and that could have big implications for fields ranging from scientific discovery to finance. And staying on NVIDIA, drug maker Eli Lilly has teamed up with the AI giant to build what the company say will be the most powerful supercomputer run by a pharmaceutical company and could boost the discovery of new medicines. Lilly said the partnership will allow it to identify new molecules and speed up years-long development timelines. The companies declined to disclose financial terms of the deal. Lilly expects the supercomputer to be online by January. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Tune in tomorrow morning for another Quick Tech Update.